Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. You made it through almost the end of the week. Today is Thursday, September 25th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. A couple of highlights for you. The Schumann peaks once again. We got some really high Schumann resonance numbers, and I will talk about that when I get into the Schumann section, but just very high overall in sustained activity. And it really is something that, you know, we want to pay attention to, and we will talk about, and I'm sure you may be feeling a little bit on the, I don't want to say groggy side, your body just may be feeling pretty relaxed right now, and it may be hard for you to get going. Sometimes people may feel like they need an extra cup of coffee or they need some caffeine to get moving. I would just simply say, try to roll with the energy that you do have, as opposed to trying to shift you completely out of that state and out of that mode of thinking. SpaceX launched 3 space weather mission satellites. And so you've got NASA, IMAP, and NOAA that are all participating in this launch, and they will be monitoring the sun, solar wind, and Earth's space environment. And that's extremely important to us. So yes, we may focus on our intuition, on our consciousness, and what we're feeling emotionally and physiologically. And at the same time, it's good for us to know and understand what is actually being measured, so we have a greater intelligence about what's going on in our bodies as well. We also had an M-class flare yesterday, which I will talk about, and we have increasing sunspot activity. So let's get into it. Moderate solar flares overall right now, 1 M-class yesterday and 12C. The M was a smaller one, is an M1.6, and it was from 4224 that happened at 1913 UTC yesterday. That did trigger an R1 radio blackout over the Pacific Ocean, and it's still being modeled right now to see if there's anything Earth-directed out of it. And in regards to those Cs that we had, the highest of those got to a C5.4, and then you had a C4.6, and both of those Cs were from 4226. Also, you had 4217 participating in the mix with 3 other notable Cs. Sunspots, like I said, we are seeing a little bit more activity. There's 9 regions, but out of 4 of those 9, they're showing gamma configuration right now, and 4217, 4226, those are the ones that produce the notable flares. Also, 4230 and 4229 are showing that gamma complexity, and the rest were stable, small, or decaying. So, we've gotten an M flare. We got one yesterday, got one the day before. So with this greater complexity right now, let's see if it pops off another one. Solar wind, moderate yesterday between 5 to 540. So that's a nice steady stream. I would say it's a healthy stream. You know, it's not average, but it's a healthy stream. And the interplanetary magnetic field remained weak. It did flip back and forth, BZ, between northward and southward. We're currently at about 473 kilometers per second, and the BZ is southward at the moment. And so, again, that solar wind is expected just to continue to, you know, gradually slow down. I actually really did love, I loved this solar wind. I thought it was lovely. 2 loves there. But I really did think it was, because I think it brings in a nice healthy flow, a nice healthy stream, and it does have these feel-good energies to them. And, you know, it's not on the super crazy high side where you feel like, Mother, may I please stop. But this really had a nice uptick to it, and it has a really gradual come down to it as well. It's not so sudden and abrupt, which I think that's fabulous. The KP, the geomagnetic activity, is averaging yesterday between 1 and 3. So really, you have quiet to unsettled conditions. We're currently at KP2. And then potential forecast for what we're looking at space weather-wise, like I said, they still have M's at a 35%, for one of those to happen, M-class flare. Let's see if it does more than that. It's been at 35%. It's like some pretty safe numbers there. But we have seen an M class, like I said, a day for the past couple of days. So we can definitely expect some more seas today. And then so far as geomagnetic activity, expecting quiet to slightly unsettled conditions. All right, now let's really talk about that Schumann resonance. Well, on a space weather standpoint, you know, what could have caused that? And from an Earth standpoint, what could have caused that? Well, you do have lightning surges. There is a tropical storm and tropical storm season right now, so that can produce these lightning surges, which will light up that Schumann as well. But you also have the coronal hole stream that we've been experiencing, and then the sun tuning Earth's global resonator right now. I mean, that is the isness of the Schumann and what we're feeling. So it's not just one thing or the other. Something like, oh, that was lightning that did that from the tropical storm, or it was the coronal hole. It's actually a lot of these different variables. You know, if you remember, I was talking about these, you know, it's like a soup. You add a couple of different ingredients and you get a whole different tasting soup. You add a couple of different ingredients to what goes on with the Schumann, and there you go. You know, you have a unique soup that feels a certain way, has a certain intelligence to it, has a certain impact to our bodies and minds. And as we get into the Schumann more in depth, very high. I mean, we're talking like multiple saturation points in white. Extreme stability with these oscillations. Turning into full spikes. It's very dynamic, it's very potent, and really 50% of the chart is showing elevated colors to it. So this is about 3 to 5 times above average conditions. So just, you know, for you to have a baseline to feel into that, very high charge day. And high charge doesn't necessarily mean bad. I just want to share that with you. And so we'll talk about that, like I said, in a second. You also have this harmonic field recursion. When we're talking, it's like 56 hertz. You know, so that's pretty high for what we've been experiencing these last 24 hours. And really, you can look at it this way. It's a cosmic call. We could say it's ascension energy. And by the way, I don't use that term very much on here. And I'd used it yesterday. You know, isn't that interesting? And I shared something. You know, I look at the Schumann when I do this report, but obviously, you know, there's a bit of a lag, a time delay. You don't get everything in super real time, you know. But the irony is, I was really seeing that space and place of what I shared in yesterday's report in saying that word ascension. It's not one, like I said, I use often. I'm very careful about the words that I use because I understand that they have a certain charge to them. But I find that interesting because really these energies do call for that type of talk because it has this cosmic connection. You know, we're not in this closed state with the Schumann numbers like this. I mean, we're talking this intense charge, this high connectivity, heightened awareness, could also be emotional releases. You may have experienced some ringing in the ear. Also, dogs bark more. Cats can be more needy or express some more unusual behavior. I know I was woken up at 12:30 by one of the animals outside. I'll just simply say, doing some insane things to get my attention. So the animals are really tuned into these field shifts. And some of the suggestions here is, you know, rest without guilt. Look at your dreams here because you may have had some unique beings enter in, high-level beings as well. This is also where heart expansion occurs during these whiteouts. So it's not just, oh, this electrical charge happened in the you know, ionosphere and this is XYZ. There's a heart expansion that goes on during these whiteouts and higher wave functioning of our brain waves. And so basically it's more expansive with a higher vibrational heart. And so the heart is definitely, definitely a part of this field of energy that we are bathed in, and it has a response to it. And hopefully you are feeling these good feelings that come with this, because that really does seem to be what these last 24 hours have been about. I just want to go back and say about the intuitive sense of it. And that brings us really to our summary. I mean, this is Mother Earth's heartbeat. This is her pulse quickening. It's moving some energy faster. It's so much easier to feel into the field intuitively on these days. I know for myself, I can literally think of a person or a situation and then know exactly what I'm supposed to do and know that it will work out. And it did. I'll just share the example. I had an impulse to ask for something from someone, and it was actually a favor for another person. But I felt that that was the time to do it yesterday. I felt like it was more conducive for a yes. So, you know, this is where we get to use the field intuitively, but intelligently from a timing standpoint. And that's my summary. That's my summary right now. And some people would say, well, I felt that M-class flare yesterday. You did. And you were also feeling Mother Earth, what she was doing, how she was responding, how her and the sun were tuning in into one another. So the Earth being this global resonator. All right, my wisdom drop. Well, I think this is the first on the wisdom drop to give you a recipe. We talked about hydration yesterday, which was perfect because in these days, you want the extra hydration, you want the electrolytes, and I'm actually going to give you a recipe to make electrolytes at home if you've never done this before. It's so easy. Don't ever buy a Gatorade again. There's no need to put anything like that in your body. All right, 6 cups of water, a juiced whole lemon, a dash of Himalayan salt, a teaspoon of maple syrup or honey. Put it in a blender, blend it all up, you know, get it a high-speed blender if you can. There's your electrolytes. And you can drink that throughout the day. You can, you know, shift it up, add a little bit more of whatever you want to add in for those who are salt sensitive. I always say just a dash. You don't need any more of that. And you can even add in some more water to it. But that is a fabulous electrolyte drink. And as we are shifting in this the equinox we just had, you know, we're going through this shift where the northern hemisphere is in the process of experiencing even less light and less juice from the sun. And you've got the southern hemisphere that is now in the process of experiencing more. Either way, this hydration, especially with the way that the Schumann is right now, it's really critical that we have that. So I will serve as that reminder to you today. And I want to remind everybody, I will be on Humanity Rising tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern time, talking with Jim Garrison about the class that I am teaching in October. Please head over to ietevolve.substack.com. You were designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.